The comments? Yes, sir.
I just saying hi to Richard.
Hi, Richard. Before we get started with the public comments, why don't we introduce ourselves so we know, because I think we do have some new faces here, if you don't mind.
I'm Jerry Wingate.
And Jerry's here pretty much every meeting to guide us.
Bob Jewett.
Bob, glad to have you.
Everett Bennett.
Joe Kemp, safety manager.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. Where have I seen that guy before? Okay. Public comments? Yes, sir.
Mayor, I'd like to address and explain some of the concerns about the airport.
Okay, go ahead.
As I just said, I'm Everett Bennett, and on the pilot side, I'm a commercial pilot and a flight instructor, and I have an aircraft based here in Georgetown. On the business side, I hold a master's degree in business administration, and I hold a master's degree in human resource management. So why is that important? I realize I'm not an expert, because in order to be an expert, you have to be 50 miles from home, I understand. But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the business at the airport. And in a business sense, in order to have a successful business, you have to have three main things. You have to have a good product, it has to be priced right, and you have to have good service. If any one of those three go astray, it's like a three-legged stool. You're not successful. And a perfect example would be the restaurant business. Now, I didn't come here to talk about restaurant business, but I think you'll see when I'm finished that this is very important. If you have good food and it's priced right, and you have good service for the wait staff, your business is going to succeed and you'll have a good restaurant. If any one of those items, if you have bad food that's priced high or bad service or whatever, it'll probably be the last time that an individual will eat at that restaurant. And I'm sure that you've all been to restaurants where you won't go back. The food was horrible, it was overpriced, you had to wait an hour for service, whatever. Any one of those three things. And if you get upset with the service at that restaurant, you just will not go back. And a prime example is Milford Diner. I'm sure many of you have eaten at the Milford Diner. It's been a namesake diner for years. It's well known throughout the country, at least in the East Coast that they're driving through. I have friends in Pennsylvania that say every time they're in the Milford area, they're going to stop at the Milford Diner. The fishing people that come down, they'll stop at the Milford Diner for breakfast. It's been that way for years, since I think the 60s. So, and some of you acknowledge that you've eaten there. It's been a well-known eatery for all that time, and typically you have to wait to get in to the restaurant for a table. Typically you couldn't find a parking spot in the parking lot. You have to wait till somebody left. It was a thriving business. Okay, what happened was an individual came in and purchased the diner as the owner manager. The food was no longer good, the prices had been raised, and people started making it their last visit. And of course in Milford, you know how the people talk. Hey, I went to the diner the other night, it was horrible, I'll never go back. The manager even was overheard in saying that he didn't care about locals, and he was just going to cater to the transients. The people that came through. Well, they might come through once, but they might not come back the second time. So he installed a new wait staff, some new rules. Told them what they had to do, what they had to do, and most of the wait staff had been there for years. They weren't new, but he was telling them his way of doing things. For whatever reason, this is beyond my thought process, the new manager came in and installed not only security cameras,